AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in Arizona are maintaining small but dwindling leads over their Republican opponents in the races for Senate and governor. The races remain too early to call 2 days after the election. There were some 600,000 ballots left to count, about a quarter of the total cast in Arizona. Overall, Republicans appear to be approaching a majority in the House. Sources tell the AP the U.S. will send $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine amid concerns financial assistance for the war against Russia could decline a bit if Republicans take control of Congress. Two deaths have been reported from Tropical Storm Nicole. It's producing lots of rain, wind, and storm surge in central Florida.
The rain, winds, and storm surge were pounding, captured by Josh Reinhardt at Port Canaveral, around 80 miles north of where then-Hurricane Nicole made landfall. About an hour north of there, a number of pricey oceanfront homes crumbled into the sea in Flagler Beach.
Have the candles and the generator ready to go.
Residents braced for more power outages and flooding, while beachfront shop owners like Lori Brennan realized it could take days before Highway A1A is passable again.
It's not just the storm. It's actually a full moon and king tide, so there's other factors that's going to make the water levels rise.
Audio courtesy of WJXT-TV. Tropical storm warnings are posted from central Florida into the Carolinas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The government says consumer prices moderated last month, a sign inflation pressures may be easing. Stocks remain higher on Wall Street. President Biden plans to meet with China's President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next week's Group of 20 summit in Indonesia. Nine people are dead, including four women, after gunmen burst into a bar and opened fire in a violence-racked state in Mexico. It's at least the third such bar massacre in as many months there. This is AP News. Luke Combs keeps the Entertainer of the Year title for a second year at the Country Music Association Awards. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta. Let's get some
candles. Luke Combs won Entertainer and Album of the Year at the CMAs on ABC, and he says life's pretty good.
Country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight.
Lainey Wilson won the awards for Female Vocalist and New Artist. She says her trophy is a triumph.
This right here is for everybody who has believed in me and a little bit for the ones who even didn't.
He never left home.
Chris Stapleton won the Male Vocalist Award, but his real moment of the night was his performance with Patti Loveless, who had the audience spellbound. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Masters of the Universe, Light Bright, and The Top are this year's inductees into the Toy Hall of Fame. The Hall in Rochester, New York recognizes toys that have inspired creativity and endured over time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.